The Feywild is a land of soft lights and wonder, a place of music, a place of death, a realm of everlasting twilight where deliciously tepid breezes send fat fireflies bobbing through fields and forests. The Witchlight Carnival can get you there. Move quickly if you find it, adventurer, for the 8-year tour is nearly at an end. Something is wrong in the Feywild. A place known as Pressmere is under the influence of something else. Restore to right all that has been made wrong. Become the hero you long to be, adventurer. And trust in this. The Witchlight Carnival is so much more than you realize. Welcome to Wizards and Wine, the Wild Beyond the Witchlight, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
So you stand on a path that wends between rocky crags on a mountainside. The sky is dark and full of rolling thunderclouds. You're greeted by a howling wind. For a second, lightning splits the sky, striking nearby mountaintops and illuminating a distant pinnacle of rock that has a foreboding castle carved out of it. But something truly unusual catches your eye. Definitely something you're not expecting to see in this kind of landscape. And that is a kite. There is a string. It does seem to be attached to someone. Could be somebody holding it. It's really hard to say. You guys also have landed on what appears to be the shore of a lake that is kind of formed in this mountainous region. 8 columns of rock reach skyward, forming a ring around a deep crater lake. Rough-hewn steps spiral up each of the columns, and a rowboat is moored in the lake next to one of them. A torch-bearing figure trudges up the stairs on one of the columns nearest the rowboat. 8 winged beasts with antlers shout and howl with laughter as they circle and wheel around it. So, you can go towards that situation, or you can head out towards the kite. I will leave that entirely up to you all.
I mean, the kite seems dangerous, right?
It does, yeah.
It's like on the side of a mountain, and there's like lightning. Mm-hmm. And there's a kite.
Yep.
It's just a kite.
True.
Is anyone pro kite?
Not really.
Not really.
Kind of. Well, hang on. Where are we right now?
You could convince me. I could be convinced.
Listen, I've been doing a lot of climbing in Zelda, so maybe, yeah.
So maybe kite.
Let's climb. I'm a bunny. Can't I climb? Can bunnies climb?
Well, in D&D they can, that's for sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to head towards the kite?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys make this trek, and you get to... There's like this little odd shape that's kind of cut out of the rock. It's a tunnel that has been carved out of the rock. Kind of gets you right through to the other side. And as you approach... the other side of the tunnel. I mean, it's typical mountain in a tunnel pass here. Like, it's dark, it's damp, it rains, there's thunder and lightning all of the time here. But as you get to the other side, you see a very unhappy-looking goblin child. And she's trying her best to keep a hold
of... It's me.
She's doing her best to keep a hold of this kite in this incredible wind that she's managed to catch on the side of the mountain.
That's not me. Let's help that kid.
Do you approach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's help the kid with the kite. Hello.
Oh. I'm Cypress.
Hi, Cypress. My arms are really sore. I don't want to fly this kite anymore. But if I let go of this string, Creeping Lynn says I'll just become an old thing. The curse comes from the five blue bows. See, there's bows tied to the string. There's 5 of them. And they won't come off while the wind blows. And my arms are really tired and I don't want to do it anymore. And I hate stupid kites.
Could have fooled me.
Are you allowed to get help? I could help.
Oh, would you help?
I will.
Oh, thank you.
Reach over and grab the string.
Okay,
what's this about a curse? I'm still holding the string, but
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Looking at the bows.
Moment.
Yeah. No. She's like, yeah, Creeping Lynn, she said that I had to fly the kite, and I had to fly the kite for, like, a long time.
And if I stop flying the kite, then I'm going to age, and I'm going to age like 10 years for every bow that's still on the kite.
Hmm. Does it look magical?
Well, don't I think I can check if something's magical, can't I? Probably. Hang on.
If you have detect magic, then yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that might be. Okay. I have detect magic.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's do that. Okay. I'm going to detect magic. Let's see, where did it go?
Okay, so Janet, Apple.
Yeah, I work on a computer.
And Apple is picking up like a manner of magic. It's not intense. Well, no, that's a lie, because the thing is cursed. Yeah, you're picking up magic. Okay. It seems to be some kind of necromancy magic, and you get a closer. You kind of really zone in on this kite, and it was created and brought to life. The bows can't be removed. I don't know if you... I'm just giving you the information. The bows can't be removed from the string while the kite is in the air, and the string cannot be cut.
The bows just need to come off, right?
Yeah, basically.
Cypress, like, violently shakes the string and then pulling the kite down and up and in the wind.
Okay.
Trying to jar the ribbons loose.
Yeah, give me a strength check. Janet, for Apple, the kite, it has, like, a face that's stretched. And that's the part that is catching the kite and keeping it in the air.
Is it like the face, the skin lady in Doctor Who?
I don't know what that is, but yes. Like, I almost, do you remember Drop Dead Fred, the movie?
Yes.
Okay. From ages ago. Do you remember when he first shows up and it's like the next morning? And he's got his head in the fridge, and the fridge door gets slammed on him, and then his head gets flattened out.
I don't know if I ever saw it, actually. So
really? Okay.
Maybe not.
Anyway, that's the thing. It's just a face that's really stretched out. So, like, the eyes are ridiculously far apart. The mouth
Silly
is
putty.
Huge. Yeah.
Pulling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Here, I'll put the skin lady in our... Okay. You'll love it. All it's right. So great. It's so gross.
Some good episodes with her in it.
Right? And then, like, moisturize me.
Oh my god,
she's good. I like her.
Oh my god,
she's like the last. Wasn't she the last remaining human?
I have no idea.
I think so.
Show. She looks funny though.
She claimed to be, but like, you know, there was like hybrids and stuff, evolution and all.
But yeah. Yeah. Just a skin lady. You didn't miss too much.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Like that, Janet.
Yeah, adorable in other words.
You say adorable. I say kind of terrifying.
No, it's terrifying. She's actually terrifying. I don't like her.
Yeah, yeah. And you are getting not so positive vibes from this thing as well.
Oh, of course. So
yeah, it's on the evil side of the meter. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so a 15 for Cypress. You do manage to get the kite pulled in a little bit.
She's trying to violently shake it so the ribbons come off.
Yeah. I'm just looking for, because it gives you like precise distances for how far the bows are up the string.
So what was the actual curse?
The kid, for every bow that's on the string, the kid will age 10 years.
Yeah.
If they let it go.
Yeah.
If they let the string go.
Well, if they let the kite go. If they let it go in the breeze. Not what's just transpired. Okay, so the kite is a 40-foot long string. It has 5 blue bows tied along its length at 8-foot intervals, starting about 5 feet from where the goblin kid's hands were to the end of the string. And then there's the last one is 5 feet from the other end of the string. So there's like 5 feet between the last bow and the kite itself. Mm-hmm. So you get it pulled in far enough to get 2 of the bows untied.
I mean, that's pretty good.
I'd say, yeah.
And nothing happens when we untie the bows?
No.
So we could take the bows off of the string and it would break the curse?
Well, the closer you're going to get to the kite, the harder it's going to be to take the bows off of the kite because mm-hmm. it's in the air. The best way to handle it, I probably shouldn't be giving you guys this information. You should be figuring this out. But the best way to deal with it is just to try to get the kite on the ground.
Yeah.
Rain, your strength is pretty good too, right?
My strength sucks, but actually, if you can pull it in a little closer, how bad is the wind?
it's pretty bad.
Can anybody put a barrier around this kite?
Rain, give me an insight check instead. Insight. You just need to beat a 13.
I didn't.
I mean, you know, there's a kite. You know, there was there that Cypress currently.
I have an idea.
Okay, what's your idea?
I have an idea too.
Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Mage hand.
Yeah, mage hand to pull them off would be good.
Okay. I'm going to use mage hand.
Okay. To help you,
I can manipulate objects with it.
To help you pull the kite in.
To well, no, that doesn't do more than 10 pounds. No, to remove the bow.
Right.
I can manipulate objects. I should be able to untie the bow.
Right. But what I'm saying is you have to get the kite in before you can get all the bows off.
The wind's so bad.
Yeah, I have nothing that'll help me bring in the bow.
Yeah.
Bring in the kite.
Yeah. I could try to pull it closer.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I have a crowbar. You can give a crowbar
okay.
to Cypress.
Uh-huh.
And we take the string.
Hold the string and hold the crowbar.
You hold the crowbar and take the string and tie it to the crowbar or not. Anyways, we're going to use it like a fishing rod. So you just wrap the line around the crowbar until you have the kite.
Yeah, like to give you... Ooh. Yeah, to
like a handle for a kite, I guess.
That's great.
Or anything. Crowbar has a little loop, so I thought that would be good because then it can't slip off.
Yep.
Start winding the string around the crowbar.
Then when it gets close, you can mage hand. Yeah. Pull them off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Janet, give me an insight check as you're standing back and you're just kind of taking all of this in.
18 wisdom.
Okay.
Insight, I mean.
So, Apple, as you're watching your friends, struggle with this cord that's attached to the kite, you start paying more attention to the goblin child. And they seem to be, like, very wound up. But as soon as Cypress took the kite string and the goblin child had a little bit of relief, the wind seemed to die down a little bit as well. So it's almost like there's some kind of connection there.
What's that noise?
I think it's the happy bottom of a blizzard.
Okay.
Can't be mad at that.
No,
me?
No, I
want
Is that
one.
Me?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's yummy.
All right. Yeah, I'll that's a Dairy Queen cup if I've ever heard one. Okay.
So the wind has died down. Okay. Can we just get out of this kite area?
Sorry, kid. Give her the kite.
I know, right?
We're not the ones for you.
Yeah.
It's just too creepy here.
We are just not able to figure this riddle out.
We are not the adventurers you're looking for.
Exactly. I am but a bunny.
Godspeed, little one.
I think I see what you're trying to get at. I'm going to help out a bit. It's out of character for Cypress, but so I think it's implying that the child's state of mind affects the wind.
Yes.
Hence, since we're here to help, the winds calm down because the child calmed down.
Right.
So that's what Apple's insight would have led to her.
That's what I tried to say without just saying it.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
So if Apple shares that with the group, then Cypress will start like singing a song as she's winding the rope. And having the kid join in and maybe
Oh my god, like
out.
Is she shanty to help you all work together and like be on time?
Love it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Be like, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream.
So this
start doing like rounds of that.
I love it. So as this frantic goblin child hears the song for like the third time, she started to pick up words. So you're landing on specific words and she shouts them out. When she comes to it. And each time she does it, the winds do slack off bit by bit by bit. Eventually, the winds become a strong breeze instead of a wind, and you're able to bring the kite all the way down to the ground.
Quick, 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 the ribbon. Motion the others.
As it gets closer, I'm mage handing, taking the ribbons off and bringing them over.
And she's like, oh. My arms are so tired. Thank you so much for all of your help. I really appreciate it.
So she's like, you know, like running her nose across her sleeve and trying to like, you know, calm herself down a little bit more. The tears have stopped flowing. So it's just like that after effect snuffy, like sniffly nose, sniffles and stuff.
I don't even want to hear that. I am having a PTSD attack. Next thing. I had so much allergies for the past like week.
Ugh, yeah.
It's been so bad, and today's the first day that I've been better.
Oh no.
Oh no.
No, it's a good thing. Yay. I'm better now.
Good. Well, it's because it's raining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she goes over to Cypress and said, "You said your name was Cypress, right?"
Yep. What's her name?
My name is Phenia.
Phenia?
Phenia, yeah. And I had to fly the kite because I got in trouble.
That creepy Lynn lady person?
Yeah, with creepy Lynn. See, I used to work at Motherhorn.
Creepy Lynn.
Yeah, creepy Lynn.
Sounds like a local that is like at the bus stop a lot. Creepy Lynn.
Yes. It sounds like a very Halifax nickname to give to somebody.
Yeah, it does. But they don't know their nickname is Creepy Lynn. only we know that.
Oh, my God. Okay, so she goes on to explain that Creepy Lynn lives in Motherhorn, which is the castle at the top of the map, which is carved out of stone. And she says, I got caught because, like, I really wanted the shirt that I saw that they use in one of the plays. So I was trying to sneak it out and I got caught. So Creepy Lynn made me fly this stupid kite. Well, I worked off my punishment, and like my mom and dad still work at Motherhorn. It's where we live, but I don't want to go back there as long as Creepy Lynn is there, you know?
You shouldn't steal.
You deserved it, kid.
Did you apologize?
What? Well, I tried. I big fat goblin tears and everything, and she just wasn't having any of it.
How long were you out here flying the kite?
Oh, like a long time. And you look at her, and she does look like she has been out here for like days. Like her clothes are filthy. Her hair, what little of it she has.
That's what I was going to ask. I do prestidigitation, and I clean her up.
Okay, perfect.
From head to toe.
So she immediately feels relieved and is much happier. And she is just like, you know, I really don't want to go back. And as long as Creepy Lynn is there, I don't want to be in Motherhorn. She's a horrible person.
Do you have family you can go live with?
No, but I do know where there's a good what's the word? A good cave that I could go hide in for a little while. I can eat some moss. That would be fine.
Do you normally like moss?
I mean, I'm a goblin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, like, right? Pebbles sometimes are a nice treat, so moss is like...
Okay, well then we're good.
Moss is like the tits, you know?
Yeah.
And then she looks at you, like, awkwardly because she swore. And she says, but you guys are the first people that came along and, like, even bothered to stop and check on me, so I'm going to... Because you took the string, I want to give you this. And she reaches inside of the pocket of her coveralls, and she pulls out a big piece of fabric and hands it to Cypress.
Nice, Cypress. You got a big piece of fabric. What are you going to do with that?
Thank you.
You're welcome. It glows.
I do like shiny things.
And sure enough, as soon as you unfold it, it's just a big shawl, like big nice. Cozy shawl, and it glows in the moonlight.
Yeah, nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool shawl.
That's useful, especially if it's cold.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So she goes on to tell you her parents' names. Her goblin parents are Specklenose and Zolt.
Okay.
Yeah. They work and live in Motherhorn.
We'll let them know that you're okay.
And you're staying in a cave.
Thank you. They'll know which one. We sometimes come here to just kind of get away. You know, it's like our home away. It's our home away from home.
Your vacation spot.
Yeah, from Motherhorn. Because, I mean, there's constantly plays happening or rehearsals. And it's just exhausting after a while, you know?
That sounds interesting.
It's just so much. But yeah, if you don't mind passing that on to my mom and dad, that would be great. Maybe they'll get away, and then they'll come here, and then we can get away from Motherhorn altogether. And then we don't have to deal with Creepy Lynn anymore.
You said their names were Specklenose and...
Zolt.
Z-O-L-T.
Sorry, Zed. God damn it. Americanisms.
We'll let them know.
Thank you very much. And with that, she kind of she walks over and kicks the kite off of the edge of the the cliff that you guys are on. And she kind of turns on her heel.
Make sure to hang onto the crowbar.
She kind of turns around and kind of goes up the way a little bit, and she finds the cave that she's been talking about, and she just, you see her kind of duck in, and that's that.
Oh yeah, and I gave her the ribbons as the mage hand was tying them.
Okay, perfect.
Leaving the kite, but making sure to give the crowbar back to Liam. There you go.
Thanks. I need that.
Thank you. It was helpful.
For our, I don't know.
Where to next?
Good question. Do you want to go back to the lake? Do you want to... I mean, the map is yours. You tell me where you want to go. You want to go down here? Look at this thing? You want to go here? Look at this thing? You want to come down here? Look at this thing? Or you? Do you just want to go
What's our destination?
Motherhorn.
Up here.
We need to ruin Endolin's play.
Play, yeah.
All right.
It sounds like might be at Motherhorn.
What's that thing that's, there's like fire, so just over from...
The column?
Yeah.
That thing there, yep. That is tied to what you guys get into at the lake.
Okay. I see a chair way up, like straight up from the a chair built into the
mountain.
Is there really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. There is a thing for that. There's a reason for that, and I know what it is.
I want to go sit in that chair.
Right? More climbing, but...
Do you just want to go straight to the chair?
Yeah.
All right.
Kinda.
Okay. And just kind of like
stone throne. Rollies.
No problem.
Stone throne.
Yep. So you guys are traveling along, and sometimes it's hard to hear each other up here because the wind just kind of carries your words away. You know, despite even the calmness of the winds compared to how things were when the goblin kid, sorry, I forget her name already. But from when she was high on emotion, the winds are markedly less than they were, but it is still quite strong. I mean, you're at the top of a mountain. But as you come across, you kind of come around a corner, and you come upon a group of goats.
Goats?
Goats, yep.
What are they doing?
I love it.
They're just, like, kind of chilling, you know? Nice.
I do know.
They're... you know, like walking along, like there are those cliff goats that can walk on like little tiny edges of rock.
Mountain goats.
Yeah, so they're mountain goats. They have like a silvery gray fur, and they have very like wise looking faces. Like these goats look like they know some shit.
I bet they're so cute. Uh-huh.
You know, like a goat eyes are usually like a more like a cat's eye, like they have that weird thing.
Yeah, weird slit.
Yeah, instead of that, they're the very center of their eyes, their pupils, are gold in color and in the shape of an hourglass.
Mmm.
Pretty.
Isn't that right?
It's a fancy goat.
Yep. There are three of them. And they're just kind of milling about. Every once in a while, one of them looks up and is like chewing some grass or something that he just found and is kind of staring at you thoughtfully and then goes back to get some more grass.
That's who's at the chair, or this is just on our way?
That's on the way.
Yeah,
on the way.
Hey, goats, what's up?
To your surprise,
what's up, goats?
The goat answers and says, it's going very well.
Mm.
Or is that a sheep? I'm sorry. Is that a sheep? No, that's bad.
Goats do that too.
Meh. Yeah.
Meh.
We're going with it.
Meh. Meh.
That's the noise these goats make as they speak to you.
Nice. I'm a talking goat too, kind of.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Cypress. I'm a minotaur.
Just talking bull.
Just talking bull.
We're talking rabbit too.
Okay, I'm just scanning to see if they have names.
Am I the only humanish one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You can't sit with us.
Okay. So the goat that has been kind of chewing on some grass and stuff kind of looks over and goes, we're kind of hungry. You got any food?
Probably. We probably had some. Let me see what I got.
We have the sandwiches from Scabatha. They were yummy.
I do like a sandwich.
I only have rations.
I don't want a rash. That's fine.
All right.
Selica hands over the sandwiches she got.
And it takes no time. They like swallow them whole, basically. These guys are pretty hungry. But honoring the rule of reciprocity, the goat says, "We know some things. Would you like to hear them?"
Sure. Yes.
When the moon obstructs the sun, creeping Lynn will come undone.
No.
The second one pipes up and says, "Play to her passions, stay on script. A cat, a horn, or a shadow ripped." And then the third one says, "The fool's scepter is the key." And then they blink in unison, kind of blankly stare at you for a second, and then go back to looking for more grass.
Thanks, goats. Cryptic mountain goats.
I didn't catch any of that. I only, like, I started typing.
It was like a clip.
Oh, do you want me to read it back to you?
The horn, the cat, and the something.
Yes, please. Okay. So when the moon...
When the moon obstructs the sun, creeping Lynn will come undone.
Okay.
The second one is, play to her passions, stay on script.
Mm-hmm.
A cat, a horn, or a shadow ripped. The last one says, the fool's scepter is the key.
Cool.
Was there a lunar eclipse happening?
I don't know about the sky, but the chair. There's a chair. It's over there.
Well, we were going there, so yeah.
It's an observing chair.
Observing.
What do we observe? Chair.
The stars.
Nice. Okay. Is it hard to get to the chair?
We can get there. It's pretty easy, and they like detail a path that you could take, staying off of the cliff walls. And basically, all they're telling you to do is stay on the path.
Okay, cool. So as long as there's a path, because you guys are goats and have an easier time usually on sloped hills, but I feel confident
climbing.
Being a goat is pretty great.
Yeah, I'll second that.
All right, so you guys continue on, and again, you know, nothing too crazy is happening. But as you're walking, you are noticing that when lightning strikes, it does hit either the sun or star weather mains that you see on the map, right? There's a few of them there. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, instead of lightning coming from the sky, it'll be like the one weather main shoots lightning to another, and it shoots it to another. And they just kind of follow a path until they get to Motherhorn. And then it's almost like the lights and things that you can make out from this distance from Motherhorn get brighter. So it's clear that this thing is powered by lightning.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. You guys get to this small peak, and there's room for you guys to kind of stand. But very clearly the main feature of this space is this chair that was carved out of a giant boulder. So it's a big old chair. And this chair also has a lot of like rune symbols etched into it. And
can we all sit on it at the same time for a family photo?
I mean, you could probably play on it, but just give me a second. How many of you speak Elvish? I know Rain Elf. Does for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I know you do for sure, but does anybody else?
Yeah,
I don't think so. Just looking really quick here.
Yep.
Nope.
Common and Sylvan. Yep.
Okay, so Rain, you are able to read from the chair. It says, "I am a traveler from a distant land. My name is Mazakoth, Keeper of the Stars. Sit on my throne, disciple, and unravel."
Unravel doesn't sound good.
It's all
unravel. Okay, will it unravel the, you know, secrets of the universe to me? Or will I unravel?
The goats thought it was cool.
If anybody...
Oh, what the hell?
It was bad.
I sit in the throne.
You sit in the throne. Okay.
Yep.
As you sit in the throne, if anybody would like to make an arcana or a history check, either was acceptable.
I will make a history.
I'm bad at both of those things.
I'm the
same. My languages are actually common, elvish, infernal, and undercommon. Let you know.
Hooray!
Oh, accident. I close. Ignore the second one, I guess.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
So many good sounds are happening. Okay, so for Apple and Cypress. You two, because you've been working so closely together for so long and you've shared so many stories and all of that kind of stuff together, one story that you guys shared was the story of a creature called himself Mazakoth. He was an elf and a celebrated astronomer who claimed to hail from a black star at the edge of night. It was more of a story that used to get told to children. You know, kind of like, I almost put the story in the same vein as like a wink and blink and a nod, like just very fantastical story that is kind of told to put kids at ease and to give them good vibes as they fall to sleep. Now, Rain, as you've been sitting in this chair, you've been in the chair for about a minute, and you start to relax a lot. You kind of feel yourself slip into almost the same trance that you go into when you sleep. Because you go into that trance, right? Not actual sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you begin to dream. And you are hurtling through space. You're passing galaxies and planets and stars and comets. And it's beautiful and it's terrifying and it's incredible. And you would just do anything to have your feet back on solid ground. All of those feelings all kind of happening at the same time. And you seem to be hurtling towards a dead star. But as you get close, the dream ends and you awake. You have inherited a fragment of Mazakoth's psyche. You can gain proficiency in one of the following skills, your choice: Arcana, Deception, History, Insight, Intimidation, or Survival.
Okay,
this is Rain.
Arcana?
Yeah.
Yeah. Arcana?
Deception.
Deception.
History?
History.
Insight?
Insight.
Intimidation?
Intimidation.
Or Survival?
Or Survival.
Yeah, so pick one of those.
So in Arcana and History, I'm at a zero on those.
Okay.
Because that's intelligence-based and my intelligence sucks.
Right.
So I think I'll take one of those. Just at least give me something in them.
Sure, yeah.
I'll take Arcana.
Okay, go for it.
So what do I do with it?
Just put a check mark beside it, like you're proficient, and it should change.
Okay, so I checked it off and it says intelligence plus three.
Perfect.
Cool, I'll take that.
So another of your characters is kind of possessed.
Okay.
Maybe
a little bit.
That is a thing that happens quite often, isn't it? That's really funny.
Yeah, well, I described it. I like when I come back to me, I give my head a shake and I describe to them what I saw.
I mean, describe it. Go for it. Give him some details. Explain it.
What do you see?
Lots of speedy stars moving by, and it's kind of ended as I was coming to. It was just moving really, really fast.
Universal Studios.
Yeah, like ludicrous speed.
Cypress looks up in the sky. Can't you see the stars?
No, because of the rolling thunder clouds and stuff.
Thunder clouds.
Yeah. It's a pretty heavy blanket of clouds.
Yeah.
I was moving through the stars like really, really fast.
Yeah.
And as I was getting closer to this,
yeah.
I don't know, but damn, they were good ones.
Chair, dude.
Funny.
I was on chair.
Well, who and I get up from the chair. Who's next?
I don't know if it'll work.
I don't know.
I could try.
Cypress tries hitting it.
Go for it, Cypress.
Cypress has a seat.
Okay, no problem. So you sit there, and like expectantly, I can almost see you kind of like sitting like stock still. Yeah. Just like on your best behavior. But nothing is going to happen. This can only happen in the chair once a year.
Too tall to ride.
Ain't my luck. So where to next? You guys just keep ticking things off. It's crazy to me.
Well, we could go to the lake.
So what's with the spires with the moons and the stars and the suns?
Those are the weather vanes.
Lightning rods?
Yeah, lightning hits them. And every once in a while, they get like a full charge.
And once they hit a full charge, they like shoot that energy towards Motherhorn. So it's either lightning striking them or them sending lightning in a very exact pattern to get it to Motherhorn.
What are they made of?
Brass? I think it's brass.
The goats were talking about the moon's blocking the sun when they've been talking about these things. As they're walking and talking.
Yeah, because my first thought was, oh, there's going to be a lunar eclipse.
Yeah,
but how can these block it?
If you stood here, then wouldn't the moon block out the sun? But they're all crescent moons, so it won't work.
No.
I'm just trying to find something that will be pertinent to rain.
And there's so many suns and moons, it's like hard to block them all out anyway.
Can we remove one of them? You think? Maybe.
They do have a stat block if you want to try.
So I was thinking, what happens if we destroy one?
Let's beat them up.
Do we need to destroy all of them? Maybe just one of them.
The moon blocks out the sun. Moon blocks out the sun.
Because this is the one that seems... Is this the key one? Does it seem like all the lightning comes from this one to Motherhorn?
Well, it can be like any one of the three that are kind of closest there.
Close to it. Okay, yeah, so it jumps from...
Yeah, it can be any one of those.
These three all feed it.
Yeah.
That won't work then.
So are they magical, or is it just because they're a metal that they're conducting it and the lightning's flipping between under the other?
Yeah. It's definitely a path that is made for lightning to travel along, for sure. Cool. So you guys want to try to attack one of them?
Yeah.
Or see if you can mess with it anyway?
Not me. You guys can fight both.
I want to try and take out that sun. That's the closest to... Was it Motherhorn?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? That sun, yeah.
You want to go after that
one? She says the other ones do it too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but which one... I'm going to watch them for a minute or so and just see if there's a pattern to how the lightning strikes.
There's not. It's about as random as any kind of lightning strike. It just depends on which one fills its charge first and then sends that energy towards Motherhorn. So they can fire really in any kind of pattern.
All right. Yeah. So whichever one fills up is what zaps it towards Motherhorn.
Right.
Okay. All right, then I'll do the moon here that's closest to where that chair is.
Closest to you guys? Okay. Before you get too settled on that, just let me have a look. So, Liam, you said that you weren't going to help. You're going to participate?
Nah, not much I can do against a big old thing like that.
Not me either.
The closest one.
Yeah, you guys don't have close to the strength that you need to pull it down.
Nah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I got nothing. I don't have anything any spells that would do anything.
Yeah. You would need...
My most powerful spell is lightning-based.
It happens like, to really? Be immune, yeah.
Yeah, none of... I'm guiding.
Yeah, so you need a group total score of at least 60 strength to pull one down.
What if we just explode it?
I have a 10.
Fire.
You guys got a little over halfway there.
As Bon Jovi once said.
Right. Whoa. Didn't you guys have
What's
diamonds?
The range on that?
Was it this group? No, sorry. I'm getting it confused with my Pathfinder game that has a... Somebody had a stick of dynamite.
That could be useful. Dangerous, but useful.
They still have the flowers.
Yes, that's true.
I don't think they'd be suitable for this, though. What else is my inventory?
Wind wall?
No, it's not really damage-based.
Yeah, and they do have a pretty hefty... I'm not shooting down ideas. I just don't want you guys to waste a bunch of spell stuff, so you don't have to, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I was just looking at Shatter.
Yeah.
Will our inveterate inebriates manage to stagger to a victory over the adversity that hampers their imbibing? Or will their hangovers hamper their hearty adventures? Will they ever garner enough coin to clear their bar tab? Tune in next week for more antics of Vim and Vino. Don't miss out on more Wizards and Wine.